We are who we are because we work at it, being who we are. I have the next item is entitled NABBA, a great place to work. Now, you often hear people say, we have a great place to work. Oftentimes, it's the people who own the store who tell you, oh, well, I got a great place to work here. Come work for me. I'll run you into the ground. Or somebody else who says, it's a public relations firm that I've hired that says, I have a great place to work. Come over here. And it's not always as true as all that. In the case of NABBA, the Times Union newspaper here in Albany conducted a survey of workplaces around of employers that had in excess of a certain number of people. I forget the number. But they had to have a significant number of people. And they went and conducted surveys over at that place, rating people's work experience and what they thought of their employer and their workplace. And the place that came out, number one, out of the independent survey, the Times Union, by the way, did not tell the CEO or the owner or the president or whoever was the big honcho at that place that they were coming. They just came and did their survey, and then they reported it later. So nobody at NABBA knew that this was happening. This is what I'm told, and Chris, you can correct me if I'm wrong. But when it was published, it was the employees who voted NABBA a good place to work. It is nice to hear that blind people have a good place to work by their own admission in a secret private survey conducted by a local town newspaper. So, for whatever he cares to say, by the way, this fellow has not had a 14C certificate in a long, long, long time. Although, if we go back to the 80s, we can find Doc's Motel referenced. But that was 30 years ago, guys. Let us let it die. We can, for purpose of whatever he cares to say, another sponsor, by the way, of our convention, and they made a contribution towards our efforts here, is the Northeastern Association for the Blind in Albany, shorthand for NABBA, its executive director, Chris Burke. Thank you, Chris.
Well, these are the worst times I have seen. I don't want to seem ungrateful or mean, but a man's got to raise his family, and I can't stand to raise him on charity. Lord, give me a job of work to do. Lord, give me a job of work to do. That's all I want, that's all I ask of you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm not going to sing. I think that was pretty nice, though. I have a little bit of a cold this morning, so if I'm not clear in the back, please let me know. And I'm a little bit of a mess this morning. I have an iPad, right, because I'm cool. I have an iPad. And my notes for this morning are on my iPad. But I also have a 12-year-old son. And, of course, he was playing with my iPad this morning. And for some reason, he took it with him to his soccer game. An iPad in a soccer game, I really don't know. But I hope it serves him well in a soccer game. So I'm a little bit off the cuff this morning. But I'm really pleased to be here. We're very pleased to be able to sponsor the conference again. When we were here a couple years ago, we had a great time. And we think it's a great partnership we have in here with NABBA. And I'm thrilled to talk about this. I'm sorry? Yes, we did. We raised our sponsorship. Yes, we did.
Yeah.
And we were thrilled to get the recognition we got from the Times Union newspaper in the category of under 100 employees. And Carl is right. I had no idea it was going on. I'm not allowed to know that that's happening. But I want to talk a little bit more about how that is administered and how it happens. But the story for us is at NABBA is really about culture change. If we applied or were surveyed 10 years ago or so, I don't think we would have done as well. We did a lot to change the organization. The organization's been around for over 100 years. We sort of kind of got ourselves in a little bit of a rut, I'd say, over time. We've doing the same things for a long, long time. And we got the organization sort of got doing what it does and never really embracing any change at all. And when I got there 10 years ago, I started to assemble a team of managers and started asking the questions of why aren't we doing things and what else can we be doing. The first thing we did was to get the organization financially stable. The organization was not financially stable. We were a nonprofit organization that didn't do any fundraising or marketing, which is an interesting, I don't know another nonprofit that doesn't have to raise money. And speaking of that, the donating a car and give a car is a wonderful way. That's a great message. It's a wonderful way to raise money for your organization. So we had to get the organization financially stable, which was a lot of difficult years of going through budget changes and a lot of budget cuts and reorganizations. And some people joined us, some people left us, but we had to get into the idea of change is good, we're going to move in a different direction. I used to hear when I first joined the organization, NAB is a great place, what you do is wonderful, you're the best kept secret in town. Well, of course, that's the last thing you want to hear when you're trying to provide services out in the community, is that you're the best kept secret in town. So now we are doing radio spots and television spots and promoting all the services we do. We were in a position where doctors weren't even referring to the organization, so we had to go back and reconnect with the medical community throughout the Capital Region and get that partnership moving ahead. So we had to get financially stable, we had to let people know we were there, and we really had a culture internally of this is how we do things, we tried it before, it's not going to work, and communications were really breaking down internally and also with our partners. We had very limited partners out there in the community. We can't do it all alone. You know, our biggest partner is the Commission for the Blind, and we had to really reestablish a better working relationship now. And right now, we have a great working relationship with the White Plains office as well as the Capital Region office to just to outreach and get to more people. If we can be a good partner, the other important part is we have to be a good partner, too. We want people to help us get our mission accomplished and get out there. We have to be able to do the same for others. If it's a senior organization going after out and doing the services that they do, let's talk about what NABA does and how we can partner together and how we can support them. Two-way street. We need to make the commission successful. They need to help us be successful. So we started this external change, if you will, of communication and visibility and getting people to know who we were. Internally, we changed things a lot, too. When I got to NABA, the only individuals who were blind that worked in NABA were only line employees in our manufacturing operation. And the question was raised, well, why is that? And I gave a very sophisticated answer when I was asked that question. I said, I don't know. Let's try it. And now we can say I've got 6 supervisory positions in that department, and all of them are by individuals who are blind. Coordinator of our low vision clinic is individuals blind, and others, tech services, et cetera, throughout the organization. So we've kind of changed that culture. We had a long-standing, we've tried it, it didn't work, people can only do these certain things, and we mixed it up. Everybody at NABA has to do multiple jobs, whether it's in our manufacturing department, whether it's out providing services, whether it's raising money. We have to be able to work together, do multiple jobs, fill in for each other, and support each other. So these are some of the cultural changes that we went through and made. And the reason those are so important, why I'm going through the details, is everybody that works in the organization, whether it's NABA or any organization out there, has to feel like they're contributing, has to feel that what they're doing is worthwhile, and feel a sense of pride in the organization. Now when you go out throughout the Capital Region, people say, hey, I heard you on whatever radio station, or your commercial, or things like that. Well, that brings back a little bit of pride in what we're doing. When we're recognized by other organizations for what we do, it brings a sense of pride back for everybody. And then they're much more engaged. And everybody needs a little sense that there's some stability in the workplace, too. You know, are we going to be open next year, or in 5 years, or 10 years? Can I really have a good, sustainable career here? And yes, we have achieved that and are moving ahead. Everybody is evaluated and gets performance reviews and regular increases. We recognize the little things that happen. When we have a little success at NABA, we will buy lunch for everybody. We'll have small events, things like that, simply to get people to talk to each other, get to know each other a little more, and show a little recognition. And one really nice thing about NABA, we have a very diverse workforce. Right now, we've got 88 full-time employees, and another 30 to 40 part-time employees. And we have people who are literally from all over the world. So when we have a potluck lunch, it's International Day at NABA, and we get to eat food that you wouldn't get anyplace else. It's really wonderful, and we love to eat at NABA. But we all communicate when we sit down around meals. So that's an important small piece that gets everyone together, is when we do those little recognition pieces throughout the organization. And communication, everyone can ask me anything they want. We have production meetings, we have manager meetings, we have department meetings, all hands meetings, all for one purpose, to communicate, to make sure that everybody that works in NABBA has an opportunity to tell me what input they might have or ideas, and to hear the latest that's going on, ask any questions they want. It's about in communication, empowering the employees, and creating an environment where people want to come and work and have some pride in what they're doing. So it seems to be working. There's a great committed group of people at the organization, and we want to continue to grow. The one thing that we really need to do at NABBA is simply try and create more opportunities. We need more opportunities for employment, both in the organization and with partners out there in the community to find people jobs competitively throughout the capital region. We're trying to move into service industries. There's a big move at the national level. There are some successful organizations doing contract work and hospitality work and call center work, et cetera, and we want to start going in those directions. Our biggest problem is I think we're limited in what we can offer people. And partners out there in the community, more and more businesses that we need to get to that we can create openings and create more employment. When I got, 5 or 6 years ago, if we had a dozen young adults placed through our work experience programs in the summer, we would have thought that was a pretty good number. This year we had 27. So we're thrilled about that. You have to have a job. It's so important. And we have embraced that, and we're trying our best. And again, partnering with the commission and everybody out there who will listen to us. Let's open some doors and create some opportunities. And that's the direction we're going in. One time I was riding in the elevator a long time ago with the gentleman, Frank Casey. Some of you may know him. A wonderful gentleman. Passed away a couple of years ago. And he said to me, Why doesn't NABBA have any children's programming? When I was a kid, this is where we came. And again, I gave him my sophisticated answer of, I don't know. We just completed our 7th year of our children's camp. We had 15 kids in the 8 to 12 camp and 6 kids in our 13 to 16-year-old camp. Just an opportunity to have fun and meet other folks and keep it all going. And we just received a grant from the Lavelle Foundation for 3 years to do year-round children's programming. So we're going to try and hire a coordinator and keep building it. Integrated program, we're partnering with other schools, the Art Institute, the Capital Region District for the Arts or something like that. You know, arts and crafts, programming, Saturdays, nights. Can we have a computer lab? Who's helping with homework? All these things to complement what's going on in the schools. And that's so critically important because we want to get kids ready for their transition to school, their transition into the world to work, and build that continuum and keep it all going. So we're very excited about that. And that's something that's new, and it's also very important in running an organization that you're doing things that are new and different, keep testing it, because the employees take pride in that as well. Everybody does, from the board of directors all the way down. What else are we doing? What else can we do? So we've had some success around our jobs, our placement programs, growing our children's programming, and we're going to continue to do so. We're all very proud of what we're doing. We're very proud of the recognition we got from the Times Union. I think if we applied, like I said earlier, 5 or 10 years ago, I don't think we would have done so well. So I'm thrilled that we got that recognition, and we're going to go back again and see if we can't get recognized one more time. Yes? Certainly, please.
Your name?
Right. Can we hold on 1 second? First off, we want to get you a mic. But second of all, I'd like to have Chris finish his remarks before we take questions. We don't have time for a lot of questions, but Ann, we will take your question.
But when we do take questions, folks, take a mic, because as we stream, people cannot hear your question unless you have a mic.
And by the way, anybody out there who wants to text a question to any of our speakers, you can do 212-255-6688. Send your text to 212-255-6688. And if we have time permits, we will ask the question.
And just in closing, it's about culture change. It's about always asking the questions of why not, and let's give things a try. And understand that we are just one player and we've got a number of partners. We're all trying to achieve the same things. Thank you all very much.
Chris, hold the mic a second so Anne can get her question in. Anne, your question quickly, please.
Thank you. How's that? Good.
Great.
Go.
I don't think you would be here unless NAPA was paying at least minimum wage to its workers. So I won't insult you by asking whether that's the case, but I will ask, how do you find that that works? How can you justify that to other employers?
We do pay minimum wage or better and full benefits. Everyone who works in NAPA has the same benefits that I do and throughout the whole organization. And as you take on more responsibilities and grow in the organization, you get wage increases as well going forward. You know, minimum wage is going up. The cost of running businesses and operations are going up. So is the cost of living and just getting by day to day. You just have to, you have to find a way. You have to believe in your employees and say this is the right thing to do. You know, a lot of the money that we raise through events, through all of our fundraising efforts, goes to support employees and employee salaries. You know, we try to do new programs when we can, but first and foremost is the workforce. And how you get other business to do and support that is you have to tell them we're talking about people who are qualified that can do the job. As long as we're doing it and bringing people forward who can do the jobs, they should be paying them a living wage.
And part of that job is up to us. We will recognize our friends. We will recognize people who do the right thing, and we will point out the people who are not doing the right thing. You're right. Chris would not be standing at our podium speaking to us if he were not doing the right thing. You're not invited if you don't do the right thing. All right, Linda?
I just want to know what...
I hadn't planned to fill in questions here because I'm short on time.
Yeah, but this is very short. What does NABA stand for, NABA?
The Northeastern Association of the Blind at Albany. I'm sorry. I should have made that clear earlier.
Sorry. It's in your agenda. No, we're saving money next year. We're not going to bother printing agendas. But that's the last question. Name?
Tommy
Needham. Last question, Tommy. Go. Wait. As soon as you get the mic, it's the last question.
Hey, how you doing? What kind of programs have you got for youth, like as in Braille literacy, for the children? You said you have programs for the blind children, right?
Yeah, what we're trying to do is to complement what's going on in the school systems and the things that are existing out there. So the programs that we're running are recreational-based as well as working in some rehabilitation. And in that, we do a variety of things. We try and expose children to cooking. How do you cook independently? We take music lessons and karate and all sorts of things. We visit art institutes. We went apple picking last week. What are the things to try and create a well-rounded childhood that's going to complement what's going on in the schools? And if we're asked to come in and provide services, we will do that as well.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Certainly.
Chris, thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I rearranged the agenda. You don't know this, but I had to rearrange the agenda to show that Chris does have a commitment to wanting to be with us today. He almost got in trouble at home. That's why his 8-year-old messed up his iPad. It's his son's birthday today. Chris was going to be on in the afternoon. He said, please, can I be on in the morning so I can be at my own son's birthday party? I said, yeah, Chris, come on and talk to us in the morning. So he's going home to get happy birthday to your son.
Thank you.
Take care.
But...